Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello everybody, welcome back to the CJ Evolution podcast. This is episode 215. I am Pat Fitzgibbons. I'm the host and creator of this ever-growing show, thanks to you, the listener, the supporter. If you're a first-time listener, welcome to the show. We hope you stick around and enjoy the great content and the great guest. If you're a longtime listener, welcome back. We appreciate your support. Special thanks to all those first responders out there, brave men and women who do a very difficult job in a very difficult environment. I know sometimes you look at the news, you listen to the media, and you think, oh my God, we can't do anything right. Everybody's complaining out there. They don't support the police. That is the small minority out there, folks. That's not the majority of people out there. The majority of people, I wish they were more vocal with their support, but trust me, you have a lot of support out there. They need to be more vocal, but keep doing what you're doing. You are doing a fantastic job. I am so excited again to be partnered with Four Sigmatic. They make some amazing products, most notably their mushroom coffee, folks. Yes, I said mushroom coffee. If you head over to cjevolution.com, you're going to see a link to this great company. If you click over there, you're going to see great products, including elixirs, cocos, and their famous mushroom coffee. You're going to get 15% off of all of your purchases using the promo code CJEVO. You know, folks, people often ask me, you know, how did I start a podcast? Who hosts it? How do I push it out? My friends at Podbeam can help with all your questions. If you're one of those budding entrepreneurs, a budding podcasters, Podbeam, I would recommend them. They're how I push out my show. If you go over to podbeam.com, you'll see all that Podbeam can do for you. So head over there. You can check their link out on cjevolution.com. You know, folks, we talk so much. We have so many guests on the show that talk about success, self-development, you know, how to make yourself better. I am a huge fan of Success Magazine. I have been for several years. And this show is based off an article I read a little while ago on, again, personal development, how to become better. It's an article that was from 2016. I'll have it linked up in the show notes. But the title is 7 Mental Hacks to Be More Confident in Yourself. Now, Success Magazine is tailored mostly to the private sector, but a lot of what we talk about in CJ Evolution, as you all know, can be tailored to the criminal justice field. So I'm going to talk about ways to get past mentally the things that are holding you back. So number one, push through self-limiting beliefs. You know, this really starts when we're kids. As children, we think we can conquer the world. You ever look at a kid? You can see this in their eyes. But somewhere between childhood and adulthood, our enthusiasm and natural inclinations to dream big are squashed. Parents and teachers start imposing their own beliefs about what we can and can't do in life upon us. If certain people in your life were not pushing you to do more, to do the best job, then they weren't doing their job, and you wouldn't be where you're at today. So remember that. How to make it work for you. Find your limits by exposing yourself to different situations and pushing through the uncomfortable. Once you have confidence in yourself, you will be amazed about what you can accomplish. That old saying, you should do everything or something every day that frightens you. Now, I'm not saying stupid stuff. I'm just saying you need to get out of your comfort zone once in a while. Talk to that person that you don't want to talk to. Do that thing that you've been avoiding. So much of growth is in the uncomfortable zone. Number two, never confuse memory with facts. Our memory does not store information exactly as it's presented to us. Instead, we extract the gist of the information and store it in ways that makes the most sense to us. That's why different people witnessing the same event often have different versions. We all know this in law enforcement. Your brain has a built-in confirmation bias. That means it stores information that is consistent with your own beliefs, values, and self-image. This selective memory system helps keep the brain from getting overloaded with too much information. So, recognize that your memory does not always provide you with accurate information. For example, if you have low self-esteem, your brain tends to store information that confirms your lack of confidence. That will be all you remember about a specific event. So, how to make this work for you? Revisit the facts of a memory loaded with self-limiting beliefs and try to gain a more accurate perspective on the event. Talk with others that might have a different perspective. Number three, talk to yourself. This might seem crazy, but it works. Talking to yourself can make you smarter, improve your memory, help you focus, and even increase your athletic performance. The documentary, The Human Brain, claims what we say between 300 to 1,000 words to ourselves per minute. The Navy SEALs in spec warfare and special forces use the power of positive self-talk as a way of getting through tough times. For example, by instructing recruits to be mentally tough and speak positively to themselves, they can learn how to override fears, resulting from the limbic brain system, a primal part of the brain that helps us deal with anxiety. So how to make this work for you? Be positive. I know that's easier said than done, but try to be positive, because the way you talk to yourself influences your neurobiological response to it. When you say, "I know what to do here," or see things as a challenge rather than a problem, you've turned your response into a positive one. Number four, think positive to overcome your negativity bias. Since the early days, humans learned to get lunch or to be lunch. Our natural negativity bias has kept us safe from danger for thousands of years. But every now and then, a new different thing is a threat to our survival. This negativity bias can chisel away at our confidence because we're hardwired to pay attention to all we've done wrong. How to make it work for you? Come up with five positive thoughts to counter every negative thought, every one negative thought. Let every positive thought sit for 20 seconds before moving to the next positive thought. Number three, acknowledge both good and bad emotions. Number four, do not try to suppress negative ones. Number five, label the emotions for what they truly are and move on. Do not enter into dialogue about the negative emotion, because they even becomes more powerful. What's they say? You know, attraction, the law of attraction. If we think negative, we're going to get negative. If we think positive, we're going to get positive. Trust me, this works, folks. Number five, raise your curiosity levels. Curiosity is an important trait for law enforcement, working investigations, or out on the street, and anyone who wants to be confident and successful. Curiosity is the foundation of lifelong growth. If we remain curious, we remain teachable, and our minds and hearts grow larger every day. If you're not, the opposite occurs. You're closed-minded and you don't grow. We can retain our beginner's mind by always looking forward and discovering new experiences and uncovering new information. So how to make this one work for you? It makes your mind active instead of passive. Ask that question. It encourages you to be more observant of new ideas. Ask that particular question. It opens up new worlds and possibilities. It creates an adventurous response that leads you in a new direction. How to make that work for you? Number six, overcome self-doubt. If you lack self-confidence, you will always feel like you're at the mercy of other people. When you assume a victim mentality, you are no longer resilient to life's inevitable obstacles and roadblocks. Law enforcement officers and people in criminal justice go where they are needed, not to where they feel most comfortable. Remember that. There's people that were assigned to investigations and had no idea how to solve them. But their thinking was, drop me in the middle of any squad or any situation, anytime, anywhere. I will not be scared because I am confident and I will succeed wherever I am. I'm sure you work with people like that. Be like that. So, how to make this work for you? No one but you is stopping from achieving what you want to accomplish but you. It's time to identify the areas in which you doubt yourself and remove those barriers. Like we've talked about before on this show, the people you surround yourself are a big component of that. Number eight, face your fears. When we feel in control, we're not afraid. When we have a level of comfort with something, it's not scary. When we don't feel in control, we don't think clearly because our emotional brain is in the driver's seat and takes over. This is why fear often seems random and irrational. Our emotions are in control. To increase safety, law enforcement officers out there are taught to move closer to the threat in most situations. It does no good to avoid, deny, or ignore the fear. So how to make this work for you? Harvard Medical School professor Ronald Siegel recommends this in his book, The Mindfulness Solution. Think about your worst fear. Spend time with it. Now make your worst fear by getting closer to it. Imagine the worst that can happen. Now focus on your breathing. Feel your body relax. You didn't die, did you? You're on your way to conquering your fear. If you don't believe in yourself, how do you expect anyone else to? You need to start this today. Folks, that's all I have. I hope this was a great show, it was insightful, provided you some quick tips on how to get past those mental hacks that are keeping you down. Stay tuned. Got a lot of great guests coming on the show. If you head over to cjevolution.com, you're going to see the link and the notes to this show in the show notes, and you're also going to see the iTunes link on my website. If you click that link, rate and review my podcast, I sure would appreciate it. Folks, I hope everybody is doing fantastic, and we will talk with you all very soon.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast, and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.